We are so thrilled to be announcing that we are welcoming a new member of our family today, Bethy.
This is news to me.
I cannot wait to announce here on our podcast. Nobody knows this yet, but it's big. You know, our family is growing.
Are you getting a new dog?
No, I'm not. No.
Are you getting a new co-host?
No. No, no. No, no,
Did
no.
you win another award?
No, no, no. No. That's so funny. No, I did not. Bethy,
What?
the new freezer is being delivered today.
Today.
Today is the day. So I and you, oh my, I finally did it. I finally pulled the trigger on the fr I'm, I've never been one really to take my time and do this much research. I just don't. I've never invested this much into picking something in my life, but I have talked to people, I've talked to strangers, I've talked to loved ones, I've gone to the stores, I've touched different models. You know what I'm saying? I'm a
It's
freezer
like,
whore, really. I've been in so many freezers up in there,
oh
right?
God. I
Yes.
was gonna say, it sounds like you're talking about finding your soulmate.
In many ways, I've already found my soulmate, but now I found my freezer mate. Okay. And
Oh,
it's coming today. I'm going to tell you all about it.
what?
Plus, a brand new app that I'm obsessed with that might just change the way we all eat. And it's free. I'll tell you what that is.
Okay.
Plus, Bethy's back. Missed
Hi,
you. Let's
missed
do
you.
it. Come on. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life. But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. And welcome to the program. Bethy, we did miss you. You were in London. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I was in London eating all of the delicious British food.
What did you have that was the best thing? Did you have mushy peas with your fish and chips?
You know, the best thing I had was a Lebanese feast that we had, but I mostly loved it because do you know who was at the restaurant next to us?
No, not at
I
all.
haven't told you this.
What?
Phoebe Waller-Bridge's
From Fleabag?
from
Oh,
Fleabag.
she's fabulous. You saw her eating over there?
I saw her eating, and it took everything within me not to be like, Phoebe, oh my God.
I mean, because that's a big British celebrity. If you're going to see a British celebrity, that's a really good one. You know what I mean?
She's a pretty amazing one to see. And I only knew it
Absolutely.
was her because of the mole. She's got a mole.
Where's her mole located?
It's like on her forehead,
Huh, I've
on her
never noticed
temple.
them. Now I love a good mole. I love a well-placed mole. I always wished I had one.
It's a good sized mole.
Do you have moles? Do you have a lot of moles?
I've got a mole right between my ladies here. You
Oh,
can't
I've
really see
never
it.
noticed you have a mole between your ladies' bits. I never
Not my
noticed.
lady bits, my lady
I went to a
bags.
dermatologist once and he said to me, it's not a joke. Do you remember the time I went to a dentist and the dentist called my mouth immaculate?
How could we ever forget?
Thank you, because I told everybody. So I went to a dermatologist once and he said, I can't find a mole on you. I don't have any moles. There's no moles.
Do you have freckles?
Not really.
Is that weird? Like, should you go on medication for that?
I don't know. Oh, but I mean, am I porcelain and perfect? I mean, I can't judge that. That's for history to decide. Hey, I got my free, so it's arriving today, this
Okay.
afternoon sometime. Now, you know that I have been doing nothing but obsessing about this freezer because I want to
Yes.
live the freezer lifestyle now that we have the house in the country, and I have
Yes.
been cooking so much, and I have been freezing little batches of things. This weekend alone, I made a beautiful split pea soup that I actually posted on my Instagram. I was making it and
Nice.
answering questions, and the recipe is on recipes.com. I make it with a chorizo as opposed to like a ham hock, and it just gives it a
Delicious.
beautiful. I actually had leftover for lunch. It was frozen. I've been doing like spaghetti squash bakes that are so delicious. I made one with feta and green olives and some marinara, and some. It was just delicious. Anyway, freezing that. So I am living the lifestyle. I invested in Pyrex. You understand? This is a
Oh, yes.
big deal.
I love a good Pyrex.
Well, it goes from the freezer to the oven. You just have to let it defrost
Yes.
a little bit, but the same pan. Anyway, the point is this. I finally, after filling up so many different freezers, I finally have settled. I put a ring on it.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And now you were sending me pictures from Costco.
Yeah.
You sent me
Well, that's
a
another. You're okay. I buried the lead. I also got a Costco membership.
Yeah.
Do you?
I know how much this means to you, and I'm so proud of you.
And did I sent you a picture of my membership card, which I have
Yes.
right here. This is just, I'm holding it up for Bethy to see. What a great picture. As far as Costco membership cards, member since March 2024.
You look very handsome.
I was so excited to take the picture. So excited. Well, I got one too. Yeah. Anyway, so I went there. I sent a picture of me sprawled across the freezer that I'm getting. Now, I'll tell you, the research was far and wide. There was important to me after talking to my mom's best friend Bonnie to, of course, it had to be garage ready because it's going in the garage. Now, a freezer that's not garage ready, I don't understand. Like, what? It's not in the mood for a garage. I don't understand what a not garage ready freezer is, but I think it means it can freeze in cold and hot temperatures. Like, it's not as temperamental to the temperatures because
See,
the
this
garage
is
is.
all new to me.
You have to make sure if you're going to put it in the garage that it's garage ready. Another one is that it needed to be frost free, so it doesn't get like big chunks of ice on things. Right, frost free. Something Bonnie said I should get would be flash freezing. I didn't get that because I thought I'm not in a rush. But Bonnie said I should get. I don't know. Then I was doing research, and these freezers, there are some that can convert to a fridge. So if you're finding that you're not really freezing that much, and you'd rather have a fridge for soda or a party, like
Well,
whatever.
if you have a party coming up and you want to fill it with drinks, you can.
I love a freezer that's verse. So, okay. So I
Is the
spit
weirdest fridge
the
conversation
freezer.
I've ever had.
Okay.
Freezer.
Freezer, fridge, or whatever. It's verse. It can do whatever it wants, you
Yes.
know? Okay. Little that. So I finally, and I didn't want to spend, like, there are some that are upwards of $1,000. I didn't want to do that. Not going to do that. I just thought, no, don't need to. And I was like, should I do a brand name? So rather than focusing on brand name, I focused on reviews. Okay.
Great.
So I found one at well, I'll just say at Costco, where I'm a member since March 2024.
Oh my God.
No big deal. Gold member. What does that mean?
Is
That's, I think that's like the basic one.
it? I don't know. I think I might be a gold member too. So,
They
yeah.
tried to talk me into executive, which I wanted because, of course, I'm thinking of like Christina Applegate and Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. She pretended to be an executive. I'm thinking of Diane Keaton and Baby Boom. She was an executive. So I'm thinking of the power suits I could wear if I was an executive member.
If you had that title.
Absolutely. But I didn't do it. It was more money. So the reviews, there were 845 reviews, and it had an average rating of 4.5 out of 5. I thought that was
Great.
strong.
That is strong.
Additionally, you said no drawers because you thought the drawers would get stuck. Bonnie, my mom's best friend, was insistent on drawers. This one has one drawer. Okay.
Beautiful.
One drawer. And then a bunch of other options. I sent it to you. Lots of storage. Very exciting. Big enough, but not too big. It arrives today. And I want the people to know if you want it, it is the 11 cubic foot convertible auto defrost garage ready upright freezer refrigerator in stainless steel Energy Star from Visani, Vissani. Wasn't
Energy
familiar with the
Star.
brand,
That's good.
but I am I'm trusting reviews here in my own eyes.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like, so were there any like one star reviews?
I don't, why you gotta look at the glass half empty? I'm sure there were, but with that
No,
many
because I always
reviews.
like to look at the worst ones to see what their complaint is. Like, why doesn't it have a 5-star rating?
Okay.
And
Let me
usually there are a
read
handful of
one-star reviews.
people
Here are.
Who say
So first
dumb
negative
stuff.
review, awful customer service. Well, that why would you review the,
Yeah.
See, right. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
The freezer was damaged when it arrived. That's not good. The other says this appliance arrived with a gash. Oh, this is good because they're not really about the product. It's more about the service.
Yes. Yeah. See, this is great.
Someone says lights and display worked once. No way of controlling temperature will be returning. Oh no, that's not good. Did
But see,
notice
that
it broke
sounds like
after 3 months.
somebody, that one before just sounded like user error.
You think
No,
so?
these are fine. These are fine. Because
Okay.
those are just like a tiny percentage of the rest of them. But
Okay.
I think
Oh,
it's
someone says
helpful to.
I never received my delivery. Well, that's not, that has nothing to do with the product.
Yeah. See, this wasn't a half empty exercise.
You're right. I feel actually better about it.
Good. See, you're welcome.
Thanks. Oh, Bethy. Bethy, it's starting tonight.
You've got that freezer lifestyle.
Feels good. Feels good, I gotta tell you. Hey, I spent a lot of this morning in my refrigerator, though.
For why?
There's an app that I found that I think is going to change how I eat. It allows you to scan the barcode of your food, and then it tells you whether your food is good for you or not so much, based on like the chemicals in there, the sodium level. I went through my refrigerator and I was shocked at what the results were. You know, I eat really healthy. Okay. I was shocked at what this app told me about my food. So I've actually taken some of the food out of my refrigerator. We're going to use the app and scan it right here and see what find out, because I get the free, the app is free and I challenge people to do it. I'll tell you all about what that is. We'll scan some of the food from my fridge. That's right here. See, you can see some right here. We'll find out if I'm like a total mess or not.
You make such good choices. I'm wondering if it's because some of it is high in salt.
You'll find out. It's salt, it's chemicals, it's dye, it's all this stuff that I'm like, what? And you will be too. Coming up, we're going to scan together and I'll tell you what this app is and how you can get it. That's a deep tease. We'll be right back. Professional broadcasters. Lots more show on the way.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the program. Bethy, the app is called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. It was sent to me by a friend who I work with at Drew. Mm-hmm. A shout out to Sage, who sent it. And they said, I think you'll like this app because you can scan stuff and the things you think that you're eating well, you'll find out you aren't. Because it's all about, there are two schools of thought here, and you kind of have to balance them when you're trying to eat healthy. It's about the quantity of food and the quality of food. And a lot of the times I'm guilty of this. I try to find foods that I can eat a lot of it. you know? So I lean into like sugar-free, fat-free, blah, 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 mm-hmm. because I can have more of that calorically. But this app makes you think, okay, well, if you're doing that, like, but what about the quality of what you're putting into your body?
So we're kind of reading the bad reviews about what we eat.
Oh my God. Oh Bethy my found God. The through line. So, let's go through, I have some food from my refrigerator here. Mm-hmm. So let's start, let's kind of go in order. So in the morning I wake up and the first thing I do, and I get so excited, I make my coffee. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I make coffee and then I do some milk and I have a milk frother. Mm-hmm. I should put all this on the recipes.com. I have a milk frother, which I love. I pour it in the thing and I push the button. It goes, and then the mm-hmm. milk is like foamy, frothy, lovely, lovely.
Beautiful.
And I always buy, and we won't say really the brand necessarily, but I always buy milk. Okay.
Organic milk.
I buy organic milk. I get 2% because I find that it foams better. Mm-hmm. And I buy organic because I'm like, I think that's better for me. And it's really, when it comes to the milk price, I find that it's really within cents, like, you know, half a dollar more or something for organic. So I think, okay, let's do that. So you just take this Yuca app open and see there's a little camera thing where, and then it has a little square and you just scan the barcode. Now this, it gives you a score out of 100. This organic milk scores 88 out of 100. That's excellent, they say. Excellent.
Oh, great.
Organic, good protein, and it goes you through. So it has green lights on everything. You're good on protein, low sodium, low sugar, low saturated fat, low calories, protein. It's organic. So good. That one's
great.
Good.
Right? Even on 2% milk.
Isn't that
great?
Something? Yeah, right. Okay. So let me pick up another one. Like I love mustard. I love Dijon mustard. You know, mm-hmm. I find that calorically it's really low. It's like 5 calories. So I dip a lot of stuff in it.
Lots of flavor.
I'll put it on fish and air fry it. I love Dijon mustard. A lot of spice. A lot of, right. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of flavor for low calorie. So let's scan it. Okay. Here we go.
Don't tell me does it have a lot of sugar?
It is 33 out of 100. They call that poor. And why? I'll tell you what's good about it is there's no additives, like no risk for additives, no sugar, no saturated fat, low in calories. Huh? But it says too much sodium, 115 milligrams of sodium.
But you're not using that much.
Fair point, right? So let's not freak out about it. What about my yogurt that I have in the morning? I have yogurt. I have yogurt with berries and this sugar-free granola. I talked about this granola, mm-hmm. nut-free, sugar-free granola that I love. Well, I use this yogurt that is sugar-free vanilla. It's only 80 calories a cup.
Is it full of preservatives and just stuff?
Yeah, I think this is good, though. I do fresh berries with this.
Yeah.
I think great. This is 48 out of 10 because of it says six. So there's what's green is good. Red, there's six red things. Two of them are hazardous. So the sweetener, let me get my glass on here. The sweetener, I can't even say it. I'll tell you it's delicious, but it's acyl fulminate potassium is an intense artificial sweetener. Intense sweeteners may promote metabolic disorders such as glucose intolerance. In addition, they may have no effect on weight control. Two studies in 2022 suggested an association between the overall consumption of sweeteners and an increased risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease.
So what do you, does it say, so try this instead?
You know, Bethy, it actually does.
It does not.
Yes, it does. Right here, it says these yogurts, and it says this yogurt is called two, and by the way, I'm not endorsing, I'm just reading. It says two good vanilla yogurt from Danone, not Danone, Danone.
Danone.
So this is low sugar, low. So, okay, great. So, and this is the one they're recommending has a 90 out of 100 excellent score. So isn't that kind of interesting that you can go through?
It also just kind of feels like one more thing I have to worry about now.
Right. But wouldn't you rather know than not? By the way, here's that granola that I don't own, but I wish I did. It is on recipes.com. It's sugar-free power granola, original, high in fiber. Excellent score.
Well
78
done.
78 out of 0. It's good on, it checks every box. It's a good one, right?
Great.
Then, you know, I'm a snacker.
Popcorn.
I love my, oh, well, just really quick. I will do apple and peanut butter, right? I love a Honeycrisp apple, the best. Well, here's a peanut butter. I always get peanut butter, and I always tell you, just buy the one that says it contains just peanuts or peanuts and salt, right? So this one, just peanuts, organic. 94 out of 100, excellent, all across the board.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. So I'll snack on that at night. I love a salty snack. I would rather have a smaller dinner and be able to snack. Okay.
Yes.
So Wellington the other day, I usually do a popcorn or something. He gets these tortilla chips called Late July Organic Multigrain Sea Salt Tortilla Chips. I go, why did you bring these in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't stop thinking about them. They're in, I know they're there. So every night we're watching, like last night we were watching, The Single Life, 90 Day Fiance, The Single Life Reunion Tell, and episode one of 90 Day Fiance, Happily Ever After. And these chips are screaming at me from the cupboard, from the pantry.
Did you scan them?
So last night I didn't know about the app, but I did have some last night. I had some with some garlic hummus that I have here. And I felt so terrible about it this morning. I was beating, as I was having my toxic yogurt, thinking I was doing great this morning, I was beating myself for what I ate last night. These chips and hummus. Well, let us scan. Let us scan these chips. 88 out of 100, excellent across the board. No additives, organic, good fiber, some protein, low saturated fat, low sugar, low sodium.
Okay, I feel like without proper guidance, this app could very easily lead you astray, because it's suggesting that you can eat peanut butter and tortilla chips.
And oh, by the way, my hummus, 78 out of 100, excellent across the board. So what if getting healthy, a health journey, wasn't confusing enough already?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Here's a dressing I bought. I'm not going to show you the brand because it doesn't go well for them, but this is marketed as a healthy dressing. It looks like it's all natural. It says low calories, low sugar, simple, real ingredients. That's what it says.
Oh, no. Okay.
So I'm like, well, this must be good. I bought this being great. 33 out of 100, poor. Too much sodium, 220 milligrams of sodium. So even when you think you're doing right.
I think first of all, I've never seen you look more like a dinosaur and sound more like a dinosaur than you just did.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. But secondly, I think we're never going to have a magic bullet. We're never going to win and be like, oh, I have to eat this, this, and this, and these amounts, and then I'm done. I'm healthy.
Or can we? Is part of it. And I don't know, because I've been thinking I need to find ways so I can, like I said, to have more quantity that doesn't add up calorically, right? But maybe the trick is to eat appropriate amounts of whole foods that are not toxic for us. Is that it? Is that, I mean, but that becomes hard because a lot of those foods are higher in calories. So you have to really rein in the amount that you're eating.
And I think, it comes down to that. Like you were saying, is it quality or quantity? Because you need that big snack after dinner. You just need to do that as part of your day. It's your wind down.
I enjoy it. I love watching people fall in love or break up or cry about love while enjoying a salty snack. And I'm sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not understood. But then maybe for breakfast, you eat a little less yogurt that's higher quality.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to switch. What I'm going to do with this app is, and I encourage people to do it, it's free. So just go in your fridge and take a gander and just start thinking about it. You don't have to do anything about it. I mean, you can if you want, but I'm going to start just noticing, because I am going to switch out my yogurt because now breakfast is going to be clean for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we need to go to lunch. Like I, for example, this made me so sad, but there's a sauce that I love. It is. How would you describe this sauce? It's a steak sauce. It's the most popular, famous steak sauce. Are you ready for this? It's a 7 out of 100. Really bad for us. Too much sodium. And then also caramel color, potassium sorbate, and xanthan gum.
Yeah.
Caramel.
But you're, again, you're only.
Listen. Caramel color consists of 4 types of caramel with different health risk levels. North American regulations make no distinction between these classes, and they're all displayed under the same name. During the manufacturing process of whatever, potentially carcinogenic or immunotoxic compounds are formed, which can eventually be found in trace amounts of this color additive. Why are you put it in? I don't care what color. Why are we putting color of food? Like within things? Yeah. I don't need to be color, but remember clear Pepsi. Remember that? That really freaked
clear
me
Pepsi.
Out.
That blew my mind. In the UK, most of those colors are illegal. They are actually illegal. And so when you buy like Fruit Loops at a grocery store in the UK, it's manufactured in the UK where those colors are illegal. And so it's all just gray.
Fruit Loops are gray.
They're very gray.
Do they taste the same?
Yeah.
That's my point. You know what? Like, just can I just, how do I, but what do I,
but how move do we, to the UK?
But what am I supposed to do?
Well, or buy the organic versions of things because they're less likely to be using all of those numbers. But also, like, you've got to live your life. Yeah.
But if my journey is not about being thin, right? It's about sticking around on this planet for as long as possible, being healthy.
Yes.
Then I need to think about how I'm approaching this because I've been approaching it to, and this is part of the maintenance thing, right? I've been approaching it to lose weight but I really want to be here. And what's the point of being thin if you're doing something that could potentially cause another disease to come on, you know, like.
Right. It's just about finding that balance because honestly, if I had to take a couple years off my life because I enjoy good food, if I had to take a year off my life, presuming the quality is decent.
But see, we're saying this now. Imagine you're at the tail end and they're like, oh man, you know, if you could just go back and make a couple changes, you would have had some more time here. Right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, oh God, I'd give up that sauce with the.
But I wouldn't give up Mexican food. I wouldn't give up.
This app doesn't scan an enchilada, dear. So I don't know if that's good or bad. I need the individual ingredients, but I hear you. I don't know. That is the ongoing thing. And this, I downloaded this 2 hours ago and been like freaked out since I did it.
All so things in moderation.
Is that it?
Yeah. Well, it's just the balance. Here's what I don't recommend doing.
What?
Having a really busy day and then not really eating a proper dinner and then sitting down, or trying to go to sleep, getting hungry, going into your kid's room, getting a bag of snacks that, you know, were hidden in there and then eating the entire bag of snacks and then waking up the next morning with a swollen face because of the salt.
What did you, well, now I feel like this is relating to you and you're kind of notorious for doing this. Remember the Lucky Charm marshmallows you ate in your kid's room?
Yeah.
What did you eat?
I have the bag here.
What did you eat?
It's called Ding Dong, but it's not a Ding Dong. But I'm just realizing now
it's
the brand
salty
is.
It's a snack that's called Ding Dong. And what kind of salty snack is it?
It was like little cracker things. It says, this is a high grade snack mix in a pack. Cornic, green peas, peanuts, chips, and curls.
I mean, it sounds good. How salty was it?
It was insanely salty that I woke up this morning. I looked in the mirror and I went, because my face is so swollen from all the salt.
You know what salty snack I love the most, but I can't do it.
What?
I'm going to say a word that it's going to take you about a second and a half to remember and like place which snack this is, but everybody knows this snack.
Okay.
Gardettos.
Oh, love. This was like Gardetto's. It was like butter soaked.
So Gardetto's is a really, and it should be more famous. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It is everywhere. You could buy it at any grocery store, gas station, whatever, but people don't really talk about it. Like Funyuns. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's the same.
Yeah.
Why is that? It's like your side piece snack, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's hitting it, but nobody's talking about it. Okay. Okay. And the bowl would make you feel bad. So no, Gardetto's is breadsticks, pretzels, and that rye chip.
Yes.
And it's so caked in super salty, bold seasoning.
Mm-hmm. And also it's clearly been fried in what I just always imagine is butter because it is so salty and delicious.
I could go to town on Gardetto's right now.
I could absolutely. Well, I shouldn't have any more salt in this next month.
What would you drink with the Gardetto's right now? Oh, I know. I just had the perfect pairing come up in my head.
A beer.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I can't wait.
Gardetto's. And then you're going to get stuck in your teeth and you're always like picking out with a cold bottle of Diet Dr. Pepper.
I like this.
Yeah, I know. I know. Don't tell my app. My app would die.
Because the fizziness kind of brings everything up out of your teeth.
That's so good. I mean, that is the combo right there. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Because it's super sweet with the, what is that called? Diet Dr. Pepper. So it's like extra sweet.
Well, it tastes more like real Dr. Pepper.
And then
that's slogan. Remember the slogan?
It was not.
Yeah. Diet Dr. Pepper tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper.
Then regular Dr. Pepper tastes like.
I don't know. That was just their slogan.
Well, it was a dumb slogan.
Well, bring it up to the Pepper family.
Dr. and Mr. Pepper.
When we come back, much more show on the way. And I'm putting all this food back in my fridge, even the stuff that's bad for me. And I'm maybe deleting the app just to download it again tomorrow when I want to scan something else. And the process goes on and on and on. We'll be right back. Much more show on the way. Welcome back to the program. Bethy, during the commercial break, you told me something, and I don't know if you're comfortable talking about it. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not the only one to be welcoming a new family member.
Oh, stop.
Because Bethy went on a date with somebody. Oh, my.
Went on a date. I am not welcoming anyone into my family, nor am I bringing anyone into anyone's family.
I am not putting pressure on this date. Not even ask if you're going to go to a second date. I would never ask that. So I'm not even going to let it linger.
Okay. But now it's lingering.
Is it?
We had some delicious drinks.
Where? How did you meet?
On an app. So This is the same guy that canceled on me before.
You went out with the canceller?
I went out with the canceller. See, this is why I'm so terrible at dating, because I lose my self-respect.
If you listen to the program, two episodes ago, Bethy was getting ready for a date 3 episodes ago, and then she gave us the update on the date, and he had just bailed. So he reached out very apologetic, I assume.
He was like, I owe you one. And I was like, hey, I'm out to London for 2 weeks. He said, and I said, yeah, I'll drop you a line when I'm back, fully intending to not drop him a line when I got back. And then as soon as I was back, he's like, hey, you back?
Well, because you didn't want to be alone with your bag of ding dongs when you could be around a real one, right? So you go. You go on the date, and how does he look in person versus profile? Is he attractive?
He's attractive.
Good? Oh, good. Oh, and how did you feel on the date? Did you feel like I remember this feeling or this muscle, if you know what I mean?
I felt very confident, even though I'm still missing a tooth. but I have, been working on my health journey. And so fitting into clothes I haven't fit into for a while and feeling just confident. So it was kind of, I wanted to go on a date to just remind myself that I can be attractive. I'm not.
Of course you are.
Well, you know, when you don't have somebody, you know, telling you that I kind of needed the validation of like, oh, I'm looking good.
Did you get it?
I did.
Good for you. Did he get it?
No, he did not. But we had a lot of great drinks. I had my go-to, because it's like one of my favorite, is an old fashioned full of sugar, but the bourbon and it was so, so delicious. Had some, we went to a fancy schmancy restaurant bar, and you look like you're trying not to yawn.
I'm not trying not to yawn. I'm listening and I'm trying not to ask. Honestly, I'm trying not to ask too many questions. So what's going through my head is like the questions I want to ask.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not asking them. And it hurts because, you know, I know you're tentative to talk about this and he's listening and there's too much to say and you don't want to put everything out there. So of course I want to ask every question, but I'm not.
Okay.
So it's not me yawning. I'm more interested than uninterested.
Okay. Yeah.
Was there any physical touching? A handhold, a knee tap.
Do you know what I really liked is that when because we started off at the hotel bar, and then we went, and he had done all this research near where I live of places we could go, super cute. And we went to this like hidden bar, which was adorable. So we both drove our separate cars there, and he came to my car and he said, would you like to take my arm? Wow. Which I love so much. I am always an arm hold. I'm sure I've done it to you. I love to just reach in and grab the arm. Like I can do hands, but then like they get sweaty and like, but holding on to a guy's arm is like my go-to.
I love when Wally holds my arm when we walk in the city. I love it.
Yeah. It's just, it's charming. It's affectionate. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to grab anything else?
Ross, my mom listens to this podcast.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
All right. Well, tell me off air. But okay. I'm very proud of you. And I love how you felt when you went. That's the whole point of the chins up challenge, right? Is to one, there's two points, stick around as long as human possible, and to feel good about yourself while you're doing it. So I'm really proud of you. Have you tried on the jeans that you tried on months ago? Because you've made so much progress in the chins up challenge. Do we want to do another challenge called Jeans by June?
Jeans by June. What month is it? April-ish.
April, May, June. You can do jeans by June.
I can do jeans by June.
Oh my God.
There are already jeans and pants that I can no longer wear. Like they're just decommissioned because they do not fit. They're too big.
They're too big. So you've lost jeans by April. Okay. So, but that specific pair of jeans that you tried on when we started the Chins Up Challenge, I want you to try them on like this week if you can and give us an update.
Okay.
And then Jeans by June would be fabulous for you.
Okay. I love Jeans by June.
And then if you keep dating, you can do Jeans Off by July. All right. Bethy, I love you. If you want to follow Bethy, you can follow her at Hunger Mama on social media. I'm Hella Ross. The show is Hella Ross Pod. And of course, you can go to rossabies.com. Go into our Rossabies Facebook group too. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode of Hello Rossabies.
We'll The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.